Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. We're out here in Sumner County at the Habitat Restore in Gallatin for Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County's third annual Playhouse Project. They're doing that today, so we're excited to be here. But we're also excited about the announcement that is coming out right now. John Gruden, the longtime NFL head coach and Super Bowl winning coach, is joining the Nashville Cats as a partner with their ownership group. And to talk more about that, we bring in our head coach, Jeff Fisher, who, of course, is with AF1 and the Nashville Cats as their senior partner. Coach, congratulations. I know you battled Coach Gruden a lot on the field, but you got to be excited to work with him on this.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about it. We've been talking for several weeks about it. And John, you know, Don's just, what a great personality. And, you know, he's had this great career. And you know, he's kind of, you know, he's synonymous with football. And so we were talking. And then, of course, his, you know, the relationship with his, obviously his brother and the time that Jay spent in the indoor world is, you know, it just kind of all fit and came together. So he's the first of probably several new ownership team members that we're going to be rolling out and announcing over the next couple of weeks. So we've been working behind the scenes. We've said all along we got a good product, and he agrees, and he's going to give us a little love out there. You know, the stuff he's doing now with Barstool and his boxes and things like that, it's really fun to watch. And then, of course, he was involved in the draft. So we'll try to get him involved in our quarterbacks here, you know, down the line. But we're just happy to have him on board. And, you know, I think he'll attract some more people and draw specific attention to what we're doing here in Nashville and at the league as far as that's concerned.
Jeff Fisher is with us. So John joins. And I know that we've talked with you a lot about that you've been kind of building this thing from scratch, and you had to make some changes after last year and not necessarily start over, but definitely redo a few things. And so now the goal is to get to year three. How has it been going so far? Because I got to tell you, Joe and I did a couple of games at Municipal Auditorium. The crowds have been very nice, and I know they're going to continue to get bigger.
Yeah, they are. And you said year three. We look at it as year two. We kind of scratched last year because, you know, we so much of it was out of the control of the members and the teams and the owners. So once we reestablished a new league in AF1 rather than AFL, we look at this as our inaugural season. So, you know, we're talking to numerous cities and franchises and investors that want to bring new clubs into. Those are ongoing. So once we get through the season, you know, we're going to have a real exciting offseason, what I'm talking about. But things are going well. I mean, yesterday, you know, the Cats were off, but we had an overtime thriller last night, which was really amazing between Salina and Albany at Albany. Albany came into that game undefeated, and then all of a sudden people are looking at each other going, wait a minute, we're in overtime? And there were over 100 points scored in the game, and you know, both teams had a possession, thankfully, and Albany ended up winning in overtime. So had a good weekend overall with respect to the league, and we're kind of looking forward to the things that are happening over the next few weeks. And you know, that would include our game here on the 24th at Municipal against Oregon Lightning, and then followed up several weeks later at F&M Bank Arena against Corpus Christi to finish the regular season. So we got a lot going on, good things going right now, and to be able to bring John in and have him partner up as a part of the ownership team is really cool.
Talking to Jeff Fisher, the commissioner of the AF1. Coach, how did this conversation come about with you and Mr. Gruden?
Well, the Barstool Group reached out to me. They wanted me to come on right prior to the Titans pick to start the draft just to discuss, and they did that throughout the first round. So, and John was he was part of a panel that was going to be doing the Q&A through the first round. So John and I had, you know, a couple days prior, we had a conversation. It was like, what are you up to? What are you up to? Remember the days, you know, kind of reminisce. And, You know, we did something that most of the conversation about our past wasn't about, you know, the championship games, you know, and things like that, but rather we did a really special trip together. We did a USO tour to Iraq, John and I, and then Bill Cowher and Tom Coughlin and John Harbaugh. So that was quite a group. And so we were kind of reminiscing on our trip to Iraq for the USO and just encouraging the troops over there and the great time we had. And it was time to get together again. And I said, well, I got an idea. And he loved it.
I think it's a win-win for everybody involved. Coach, you mentioned earlier about getting him involved, the awareness of that. Is this what this is about, to let people know that this league is out there, it's still going, it's vibrant, and adding a name like John Gruden brings that awareness that you probably can't get many other places?
Well, I think, yeah, it does. I mean, you're competing in a lot of different with a lot of different worlds out there in the spring, especially, you know, in the indoor. I mean, there's not much competition. There's several other leagues, but we're not too concerned about that. But, you know, it's just there's so many things to draw, a fan base or just the demographics attention away from what we're doing. And we wanted to bring it. We wanted to zero it in and bring it back because, you know, these things were, I mean, these games and, you know, the leagues that and the years and the seasons that preceded us coming back in were pretty special. We wanted to bring that back. And so, like I said, John's one of several that we expect to bring in and be part of our team, in addition to, you know, several others that we're looking at bringing in as part of the ownership team at the league level.
I got to imagine in the last year, you being the commissioner of this, have talked to so many ex-teammates, players, coaches, people that you had dealings with in NFL who are just kind of, I don't say enamored with what you're doing, but like they see how you're re-energized, how you like this, how you're doing this, and want to be a part of this. I can imagine you've talked to a lot of people in the last year.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations, you know, and they're going, well, what are you doing it for? I go, well, I knew nothing about the game itself, the indoor game, while we were doing our stuff. We've talked about that many times on different shows, the three of us. But once I got into it, it just was really cool. And bottom line is this, you're helping people, and that's the way we're wired, man. That's what you guys are doing right now. Out of the office right now, you're helping a worthwhile, needy charity. And it just, this is a way to stay involved, engaged in the game. And people are like, well, why that level? I go, well, because it's cool. And, you know, you can affect communities. You can affect kids. And there's great ownership groups out there. And to be able to have the opportunity to travel around and, you know, put this thing back together, it's be special. Plus, I think that we all think that the timing is good, you know, from the standpoint of where, you know, the ability to stream and, you know, we've got a broadcast partner in Vice right now that does the game of the week, and they did a great job last night. Game wasn't as close as we would have liked. That was the Oregon Washington game, but still they did a good job. So, you know, things are just, you know, people are reaching out to us. That's a good part. You know, when by that I mean we've had numerous inquiries about ownership groups wanting to join the league, whether, you know, they had a team prior in a different league or they want to be a startup. But nonetheless, a lot to keep us busy. But this is a big step for us with respect to John coming on board. And who knows, we'll have Jay. And, you know, who knows? You know, we've talked about Hulk Hogan and Real American Beer. Could you imagine Hulk Hogan and John Gruden in a conversation?
that could
like
be interesting. I'd
right. Like to see Gruden up above Hulk's head. You know, on that hand press, you know, thing. Yeah, see how that goes.
that could certainly be interesting for sure. Jeff Fisher is with us. The Cats back in action coming up Saturday night on the road at Albany and then back at home at Municipal Auditorium against the Oregon Lightning on May 24th. So you can get your tickets at NashvilleCats.com. Jeff, I mean, do you still feel like a head coach just in a different way with this, what you're doing with the Cats in AF1?
No, I'm not a head coach. I'm just having fun. I mean, I would say, well, yeah, I feel like, you know, you get that same feeling that when you pull into the office in the morning prior to going on the practice field. I'm not stepping on a practice field. So I'm letting Coach Arbett handle all that and the players and things like that. I'm just having fun, you know, meeting people, making new friends, having great conversations and, you know, trying to, you know, express, you know, the legitimate optimism that I have and a lot of other people have with respect to the future of the 50-yard game. It's pretty cool.
Not that you didn't have respect before, but do you have a different understanding of what being a commissioner means? I know it's not the grandest scale of a Roger Goodell, but still, you are the most important figure person in the AF1. Do you have a kind of different understanding of what goes in now that you've been in this role for a year, Jeff?
Well, I knew that in order to be successful, you have to surround yourself with good people at any level, at any occupation, vocation, or whatever. That's what you do. You surround yourself with good people, and that's what we've done, and that's why we're taking the steps. I'm just here to help out, here to consult. You know, for example, we had an overtime game last night. All right, and I don't know how much you guys are into the game itself. I mean, I'm still learning the rules, but you're familiar with what a deuce is. That's where when you kick off and you kick it through the uprights, it's 2 points. Yes. So do you want to start out overtime with deuces being permissible, meaning, all right, this game's going to end on the opening kickoff of overtime because the team that lost the toss is kicking off and they kick it through the two posts and game's over. So we got some things to do. We're going to have some conversations regarding that. Just to, hey, you know, we're in a position now where we can put together our own overtime format. It can be a hybrid of anything and everything. And how do we want to go ahead and do that? So those are the things that kind of pique my interest, you know, just because of the experience that I had, you know, with the competition committee at the league. But we're just trying to help, man. We're just having fun and staying busy, trying to help. And, you know, we're going to look back 2 or 3 years from now because we do have that 3-5 year plan with respect to the league and the different franchises and go, hey, we pulled this off. This will be fun.
Yeah, as Chase said earlier, the two games we had at Municipal, I mean, it was fun crowd, exciting games, good times. It's not going to break your wallet. I mean, it was a lot of fun seeing that back on the field again because it brought back memories from 20 years ago. I think what you guys have done starting out, Jeff, has been fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it. We're just starting. You know, you can't get it all done at once, but we're doing it right. Last year was hard. Because so many things were out of our control. But this year, you know, even though we got a late start, when I say we, the Cats, I mean, our football team, mind you, had a 1 week of training camp before they played their first game. So, but we got a late start. We got our feet on the ground, and things are significantly different. I think that our team, Coach Arbet's team, the Cats players, will mirror where the organization is because we've improved significantly over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Coach, before I let you go, I need to ask your thoughts about the passing of Steve McMichael. You played with him in Chicago. You were part of what I think is the greatest one-season NFL team of all time. What did Steve McMichael mean to you, Coach, or what did he mean to the Bears family and to football?
Well, he was such a force and a personality on the field. But what people didn't realize is what a gentle giant gentleman he was off the field. You know, you could the lights would go on and oh my gosh, he will wreck a game, an offensive line, a season for an opposing team. But when that game was over, man, he had his arms around and hugged. We all were close together during that, but he was an extraordinary human being, man. He'd been through a lot. He fought each and every day to the end several weeks ago. But in the peak of his career, he was a gentleman and a friend to everybody on that roster and beyond. And so we'll miss him. Every time I see his picture pop up, I have great memories. So thanks for the opportunity to recognize him. He was a really special person.
Absolutely. Mongo, as he was known for sure. Coach,
Ming.
Congratulations.
We called him Ming. Yeah.
Ming.
Ming. Okay, I called him Ming.
I know
Mongo, whatever. Yeah. And he called us a lot of different things as well.
Things we probably can't say on the radio for
That's
sure. But
true.
I know you're very excited to have Coach Gruden involved in things with the Cats, and we look forward to more conversations moving forward. And with the next game coming up on the 10th and the next home game on the 24th, we'll be talking a lot. But thanks so much for doing this today.
Appreciate you guys. Great way to start the week off.
Absolutely. Coach Jeff Fisher joining us here on the show, of course, with the Nashville Cats, as he's the president and partner, announcing that John Gruden has joined as a partner in the ownership group with the Nashville Cats. So we're going to be really cool. And we are supposed to have Coach Gruden join us later in the week as well. So look forward to talking to him about his involvement. And I have a feeling we'll get into some other football things.
Oh, yeah.
As well. We are live today at the Habitat Restore in Gallatin for Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County's third annual Playhouse Project. Our friends at Pella Windows and Doors are out here. They got their tents set up. They are building playhouses for 10 local families. They're going to do this all today. Looks like the weather has cleared up. A little chilly, but they're everybody's out here painting, working, putting stuff together. We would need to call in Dr. Crane to come help us with his woodworking skills on this. But going to be really cool this afternoon when those families get their playhouses. The Preds are here. The Titans are here as well. And we're here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Where you from?
On this Monday.
That sexy thing.
We're out in Sumner County. Joe, get into this one. We're out in Sumner County. Habitat for Humanity, their playhouse build. Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service, and our show is presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. I appreciate Coach Jeff Fisher for joining us in the last segment. Again, if you missed the announcement, John Gruden, the longtime NFL coach, Super Bowl winning coach, has joined the Cats as a partner with their ownership group, and so that's really, really cool to have him involved. You know, with everything he's doing with Barstool and all of that. And he hopefully will join us later this week.
Yeah.
We look forward to talking to Coach.
But Green. It won't be the first time a celebrity's taken, you know, the sound started with, what, Conway Twitty. And I think Richard Sturman was involved. A lot of sports people were involved.
Well, I mean, Larry Schmitto was a very successful coach with Vanderbilt.
Schmitto is number one on Mount Rushmore of Nashville sports people.
Yeah. I mean, he's very, very important. So with Nashville sports.
Then the Speedway had, you know, like Marty Robbins and those guys back in the 70s and 80s. So it's very cool. Nashville's not new at adding celebrities to things like that.
No. I mean, that's a part of our charm, so to speak. I have a stat for you, and I know how much you like these things. So we've been talking about what if the Predators win the draft lottery tonight and get the number one overall pick. That means that the Titans and the Preds would have had the number one overall pick in the same year. And so people have asked me, well, how many times has that happened? So our crack staff from Music City Bets sent me this. Do you know the last time that one city has shared the number one overall pick was?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hold on. It's got New York. That's an obvious one, right?
New York did it. In 1966.
Is that Joe Namath?
It was Steve Shilkott with the Mets and Cassie Russell with the Knicks.
Huh, that was not.
Big fan of them. and they also did it in 1965. Tucker Fredrickson with the Giants, the New York Giants, and Andre Vilue with the Rangers.
Okay. So I would assume it'd be a Chicago, New York, L.A., Boston. I mean, the team.
There's a southern city that you're forgetting. It's happened twice.
Atlanta?
That would be correct. 1975, Steve Bartkowski with the Falcons and David Thompson with the Hawks.
Oh.
And in 2001,
Michael Vick?
Michael Vick with the Falcons and Ilya Kovalchuk with the Thrashers.
Wow.
So there you go there. Let's see, some others. 76, Houston, John Lucas with the Rockets, Floyd Bannister with the Astros.
Okay.
1983, Minnesota.
Ooh, hold on,
Minneapolis.
Minnesota. So is it hockey? No, I didn't have hockey.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
I don't have no idea.
North Stars, Brian Lawton.
Okay.
Who's and then me? The Twins.
Kirby Puckett.
Tim Belcher.
Tim Belcher.
Yep. Tampa Bay, 2008. A guy we know.
David Price?
No.
Oh, not David Price.
But a guy we know.
2008. Football?
No.
Baseball.
Baseball is one. Hockey's the other.
I have no idea. Stamkos?
Steven Stamkos and Tim Beckham with the Rays.
Okay. That's right, Price 107. My bad.
2010, D.C.
It's hockey again?
It's no. Baseball and basketball.
Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper.
John Wall.
John Wall.
JoJo, get it, get it.
And then the last time that it happened was 2016 in Philadelphia.
2016, the number one pick in 16. Is it hockey again?
Baseball and basketball.
Joel Embiid?
Nope.
The guy from LSU. What's his name?
Ben Simmons.
Yep. Yes, all right. Half credit for that. And then
you won't get the Phillies.
Okay.
Mickey Monziak.
Oh, that's so Monzo.
So that's the last time it happened. And then you had Chicago, I guess in 23, had the Blackhawks had the number one pick. And then the next year was Caleb Williams. But they weren't the same year.
Who was it that went to the flip a coin for Sidney Crosby? It's Pittsburgh, and who's the other team? In 07 or whatever it was, or 06. A lockout. They flipped a coin. And
oh, that's right.
Is it Anaheim?
Maybe.
Or San Jose? One of
those? I think it was Anaheim. Because, well, and remember in 03 when the draft was here, they took Fleury with the number one.
I had a Fleury two nights ago.
Was it good? A McFleury?
Oreo McFleury.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good. I'm glad for you.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
But you talk about moments where – had it gone the other way, imagine Anaheim, if that had Crosby, what would happen to Pittsburgh? So that's why I think tonight, I know Nashville's up there, but I bet you, Chase McCabe, the Blackhawks get the number one pick.
Oh, wait, Ricky's right. Actually, it would have been technically the Bears in 2023, but they traded it to Carolina, and they took Bryce Young. Remember, the Bears had that pick.
That's right.
So they would have had it in the same year. Right. With the Blackhawks.
So that kind of
counts?
Like,
kind of counts, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Thank you, Ricky, for that one.
Now get back to work.
Yep. Hit our friends at Hump Brothers Pizza. Rick does a great job there. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We continue here in Gallatin next on Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, we're live today in Gallatin Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County's third annual Playhouse Project at the Habitat Restore in Gallatin. We're here with our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. They're building two playhouses today. The Preds are here. The Titans are here. But always enjoy our partnership with Pella as well, and we're glad to be here. DVD going to be here as well. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, you can join me, Willie Donick, and Hal Gill. We'll be out at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. I guess I'm going to dub it a special edition of Smashville Live, but the draft lottery show is going to be happening, and we will find out, do the Preds get the number one overall pick? Where will they be picking? Barry Trotz also going to speak today at 12:15, and we'll air that at that time during DVD as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai. com. We say hello to Clay, who has called in. Hello, Clay. What's going on?
Joe, you've really got me on this one now.
What did you do?
Clay called me and thought he was calling the studio. And said, put you on hold. I'll be right there with you.
Clay, I got a question.
Boys, you just mess up, you know? I texted Joe. It's been a while since I talked to y'all the day that I brought donuts, I believe, which was 2 weeks ago Friday, I believe.
Feels like a month.
That doesn't mean that I don't listen to the show, because I do.
Because, well, and we appreciate that.
To get you a meter.
Yes. And so I had texted Joe, should I call in? And so then I called him. He says, call now. That was during the break. And then I called his number instead of the studio.
Sound like Greg Polk. Do you send attachments? Do you send emails?
If you don't, you're Greg.
I got a question for you. Were you at a fine establishment in Bellevue known as the Alley Pub on Saturday?
I'm there quite a bit.
But were you there Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, like during the day?
Correct.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure I saw you and thought, okay, he'll come over in a second. Then I didn't see you again. So I thought that was you, but
Chase, my apologies, because, you know, we both love Vanderbilt. We both love the Dallas Cowboys, but dislike Jerry Jones. So we do have a lot in common. So my apologies. I would have loved to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. I should have said something too, but I was like, I think that's Clay. But
well, Clay, it's hard to find Chase when he's hiding under the table. So next time, look harder.
I was.
No, Clay, actually, it's not hard to find Chase. He's a big dude like you, Big Joe.
It's true.
Yeah,
I am.
But
in fact, to the point that sometimes people think that I am Big Joe.
Yep. Which is perfect.
Yes.
Boys. Nick asked me what I wanted to talk about, so I said, I tell you what, how about this crappy weather?
It is. It's a little chilly. The rain's kind of gone away where we are. So thank you for your weather forecast, Clay.
Clay, where were you yesterday when Vanderbilt hit that walk-off homer?
I'll be honest, Joe. I watched the whole game until the top of the ninth finished. You know, we cut it to 7-5 in the eighth. And it was almost 6 o'clock. And
what do you have to do?
most nights around that time, if I'm not busy driving, I go to see my mother. That's the time of day that I go see my mother.
You're not gonna make me feel bad about this.
So I left the pub to go see my mom. Did not watch the bottom of the ninth, but I did hear it on the radio.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to 102.5. We appreciate that. All right, Clay, we got to run.
Correct. See you, boys.
See you, Clay.
Thanks for
thank you.
Good content that time.
Appreciate that.
I turned on the SC Network, and it was 7-5, and Vanderbilt two guys on base. I'm like, just see how this ends.
Yeah.
And that dude just crushed one to deep center. I was like, holy cow.
Well, Vandy's in a good position to potentially host a super regional, right? I mean, Willie says maybe. It's kind of looking that way. But, I mean, you got to love the turnaround that Tim Corbin and company have had.
I think they're 34-14, 14-10 in conference, and just keep winning. The Vols are spiraling down the other way right now, so Vandy just keep on winning.
The SEC tournament's going to be – I mean, just like the basketball tournament, the SEC tournament's going to be fun.
Is that 2 weeks?
Yeah, in Hoover.
Yeah, holy cow. All
I still want to see that here. I mean, I know they got their home in Hoover, and, you know, they kind of have their spots for everything, but it'd be cool to see them bring it here.
We got enough already, right? I mean,
you're like, we're close.
Because the thing about Hoover is they've got all the RVs that people show up, thousands of people show up, so can you accommodate that here? I don't know.
It's a great question.
Aren't these Savannah Bananas coming to town this weekend at Nissan Stadium?
Is that this weekend?
I think so.
Oh, my. They've sold out, like, everything they've been to.
Good Lord, man.
I mean, they were last year, like the last couple of years, they've been at First Horizon. Now they're at Nissan Stadium.
They sold 81,000 tickets at Clemson Stadium. 81,000.
You know what this is going to do, don't you? I guarantee you. And it's probably going to do it because I'm about to bring it up. But somebody's going to go, wait a minute, they put a baseball field in Nissan Stadium? Well, couldn't we turn that into a baseball stadium and just leave it up next to the new Titan Stadium?
All right.
Willie says no. Willie's like, no.
Well, you know, when the Dodgers moved to L.A., they put it at the Coliseum, and the left field wall was like 240 or something. So they put up like a 50-foot wall that you had to knock it over, and guys were just tagging that left and right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that is something. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Again, we're here at Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County's third annual Playhouse Project at the Habitat Restore in Gallatin. We're here with our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. They're building playhouses for 10 local families today here in Sumner County. So really, really cool. We'll come back with what day is it and celebrity birthdays next. 102.5, 106.3 the game. 106.3 the game. DVD is coming up next. Willie and Adam are already here. D-Mace will be here in just a second. We're at the Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County's third annual Habitat Playhouse project here at the Habitat Restore in Gallatin. Our friends with Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville, they're building two playhouses here today. So appreciate them for having us. And DVD will be here throughout the day as well. And then tonight is 6 o'clock. You can come out to Brewhouse South in Cool Springs, where we have Smashville Live quite a bit. I'll be out there. Willie will be out there. And we'll be joined by Hal Gill as the Predators will find out where they will be picking in this year's entry draft with the draft lottery. Can they get number one overall? We will find out later tonight. And Barry Trotz will speak in just under 2 hours at Bridgestone Arena. But with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. And, of course, it is presented by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. Wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First on this, we have Cinco de Mayo Day, obviously. You can get a nice enchilada after the show. Let's see.
Margarita!
Sorry, I got excited.
Okay. Great Lakes Awareness Day. So if you like the Great Lakes or the
Is
Finger
that
lakes,
the butter or the lakes itself?
The actual lakes itself.
Okay, thank
yep.
you.
Hug a Shed and Take a Selfie Day. So I didn't know that was a thing. International Midwives Day. Let's see, Melanoma Monday. Museum Lovers Day. Nail Day. National Cartoonist Day. National Enchilada Day. Speaking of enchiladas. There National Hoagie Day. Hoagie. National Meeting Planners Appreciation Day. National.
They're meeting to.
Go ahead, Joe.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Meetings. Nothing ever gets accomplished anyway. So that's a redundant day.
All right. National Silence of Shame Day. Oyster Day. Revenge of the Fifth Day. Square Root Day. And to wrap it all up, Totally Chipotle Day.
Oh, okay. Revenge of the Fifth Day, you said?
Yes.
All right. I don't watch those little nerd movies y'all watch. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. Here we go. First birthday off.
Willie's here, too. He's excited about this.
From Raiders of the Lost Ark, John Rhys Davies. How old is he? Remember, he's the one that says bad date.
74.
77.
81 years of age. Going down here. This girl's beautiful. Don't know anything she's in, though, so we'll just skip past her. Never heard of her. Superman, Henry Cavill, whatever.
Yeah, Henry Cahill.
Cavill, C-A-V-I-L-L. Cavill. He was great in Mission Impossible, though, with that weirdo Tom Cruise.
I'm going to say 47.
53.
42 years old. Okay. Singer, one of Chase's favorites, Adele. How old is Adele today?
She's great.
34.
42. 42. 37. All
That's
right.
Close.
Actor Michael Murphy. He was in that one movie.
Thank you. It really narrows it down.
Yep.
54.
53.
87.
Nice.
Actor Lance Henriksen. He was in Millennium and the show Aliens. I think... Aliens. He was in part two Aliens. Yeah, Lance Henriksen. He's a great actor. You see his face, you know who he is.
56.
62.
85.
Jeez.
Comedian actor Michael Palin from Monty Python.
82.
80.
82, dead on. Job. Here's the one birthday that makes you feel older than dirt. How old is former MTV news correspondent Kurt Loder? You remember him?
Yeah.
Kurt Loder. How old is Kurt Loder?
Probably 73.
74.
He's 80 years old today.
Wow.
So do that what you want. Actor Lisa Auerbacher. She was Axel Foley's girl / friend in original Beverly Hills Cop.
Hmm. 65.
67.
68. 2-1, Chaser. The guy who started the downfall for fake news, Brian Williams. How old is that liar, Brian Williams?
68.
70.
66. Chaser knows his fake news. 3-1. Chase is up on that right now. Let's go down. Ah, singer Chris Brown.
Thirty-six.
3-2. Good job, Dr. Crane. All right, baseball. Former Indians pitcher Charles Nagy. Don't you look at Willie.
Fifty-eight.
We're tied at three. Former Heisman Trophy winner from Oregon State, Terry Baker. Today's Terry Baker's birthday.
78.
82. 84. Dr. Crane's charge back 4-3. The greatest fantasy football player of all time, former Jets running back Brad Baxter, who scored 1,000 touchdowns from the one-yard line when he played for the Jets. How old is Brad Baxter?
62.
65.
58. Former USC basketball player, NBA guy, Harold Miner.
Harold Miner.
I think he's a left-handed guy.
Didn't he
win the dunk contest?
58. 62. Willie asked, didn't he win the dunk?
Don't know that. 54.
Okay.
Derek Mason's best friend, Mushin Muhammad. Today's his birthday.
53.
57.
52. We're tied at four. We got one birthday left. He just won Wimbledon U.S. Open. Carlos, I'm going to butcher his last name. It looks like Alcaraz.
It's correct.
Not Alcatraz, but Alcaraz. Okay, thank Alcaraz. You. Alcaraz. That sounds really bad when you say it fast, but that's his name.
27.
28.
Oh, he's 22 years old.
So a tie?
It's a tie. It's a tie.
We don't have another one?
Hold on. Let's see real quick if I come up with one. Hold on. I got the list still up here.
It's probably a wrestling birthday.
Oh, okay. The daughter on Family Ties, Tina Yothers, was not Michael J. Fox or Justine Bateman, the younger girl with the blonde hair. Tina Yothers.
52.
57.
At the buzzer. Charles McCabe wins 6-4. She is 52 years old. Well done.
Boom. Nice. Thank you very, very much, and thank you to our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville and, of course, Habitat for Humanity for having us at Habitat Restore here today again. They're going by the end of the day, 10 local families here in Sumner County are going to receive custom-built playhouses. Very, very cool. So many people out here doing work. The Preds, the Titans, and, of course, Pella as well. DVD is coming up next.
Yeah, we leave our show every time to our guys out there. Look, you made it through the weekend. You got a work week ahead. You're thinking, oh, no. But listen, if you're going through anything, make sure you talk to somebody. You can, on your cell phone, you can call or text 988. You can reach out to us. We're always here for you. Just let you guys know that your journey is your journey. It's a beautiful journey despite what's going on. And you are unique and you are powerful. Remember that. You are powerful. We love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
I was at Metallica over the weekend. James Hetfield, in the middle of the show, gave that same message.
Love it.
That was very cool to see Metallica do that. That will do it for us. DVD is coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.